This is Apollo Control at 48 hours and 9 minutes. We've just put in a call to the crew. Here's that conversation.
Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Good morning, Houston, Apollo 11.
Hey, good morning, Apollo 11.
Nice to meet you. Be getting around to the... How's everything look up here on the ground?
Apollo 11, this is Houston. Roger, say again, please.
Roger, how do all our systems look?
Roger, they're looking great, and as far as we can tell... As far as we can tell, everything is good from down here, over.
I suspect the attitude held up real well to our feet.
Yes, it did. We were showing you remaining well within a circle of 10 degrees radius throughout the night. Seems to be working beautifully.
Well, the old green team this morning. Did you have a quiet night?
Yeah, it was a very quiet night. Down here, the old black team was complaining they didn't get a chance to make any transmissions. Ron. Ron Evans is getting...
Well, we'll be seeing him tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, Ron's getting to be known as the silent Capcom.
That's the best kind, Bruce.
Okay. A couple of small items in the way of a flight plan update and your morning consumables update. Over. Roger 11, we'd like to perform a wastewater dump at your convenience sometime in the near future here. No particular time scheduled. Down there at the time for mid-course correction 3, which is about 53:55, we're deleting mid-course correction number 3 and all the items associated with it. For your information, the calculated value of the burn for mid-course number 3 was 8/10 of a foot per second. That is 0.8 feet per second. Canceling this, if we decide to burn mid-course correction 4, this would then give you a burn for mid-course correction 4 of 2.0 feet per second. At 53 hours, we have an IMU Reliant P-52. We're requesting that you do this while in PTC, and we plan to continue PTC throughout the day. Over. Say again, please. You're cutting out.
I hear it. What now? hours and...
11, this is Houston. Stand by a minute, please. We're having difficulty receiving you. Apollo 11, this is Houston, radio check, over.
Roger, Houston, read you loud and clear, how many
of them? Roger, reading you the same. We did a minor reconfiguration down here. Stand by, out.
This is Apollo Control. That first conversation was with Buzz Aldrin, and Mike Collins joined in. We've not yet heard from Neil Armstrong.
Okay, 11, this is Houston. We've switched your Omni antennas as you roll through the appropriate position. Did you copy the flight plan update items? Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Apollo 11, go ahead.
Roger, 11, did you copy the flight plan update items, over?
Roger, how do you read me now, Bruce?
Loud and clear now.
Okay, the battery charge is in the process now, and the wastewater dump is... in work. MCC3 has been canceled. It would have been 0.8 feet per second. MCC4 now looks like about 2.4 feet per second. At around 53 hours, we'll do a P52 and PTC. Over.
Roger, 11. The magnitudes of the mid-course corrections were just for your information, but mid-course 4 was down around 2.0 feet per second. Again, for your information, on SPS chamber pressure, it looks like your onboard readout of 87 PSI corresponds to 92 PSI by our telemetry, and your value of 89 on the board corresponds to 94. Over. Apollo 11, Houston, radio check on a new power amplifier in our transmitter, over.
Roger, read you loud and clear, how many, over?
Roger, loud and clear, did you copy my notes on SPS chamber pressure?
Negative.
Okay, just for your information again, it appears that your readout of 87 PSI corresponds to our corrected TM readout of 92. That's 92 PSI. And 89 on board is really 94 PSI. Over. Roger, and you ready for the consumables update?
Ready to copy.
Okay, consumables update for GET of 46 plus 00 minus 5.5%, minus 6.5%, minus 2.5%, minus 7.5%, minus 5.0%, minus 2 pounds hydrogen, plus 1 pound oxygen. And that minus 5.5% on the RCS total corresponds to minus 6.6 pounds. Over.
Okay, I copy those, and I'll give you our percentages now. Alpha 82, Bravo 84, Coca 85, Delta 87. Over.
This is Houston. We copy your percentages, and do you have a crew status report on sleep for us?
Roger, in descending order, 8, 9, and 8. Over.
Houston, Roger out.
That would be Armstrong 8, Collins 9, Aldrin 8.
Houston, we're getting cryo pressure warning now in the middle of stirring up the pot.
Roger, we copy.
This is Apollo Control. The flight surgeon reports that is not a record for sleep. The Apollo 10 crew, during one rest period, logged 10 hours of sleep.